At North Point Executive Suites, we provide office and virtual solutions to fit every business need. And technology-enhanced turnkey offices, you'll enjoy all-inclusive rates without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Our service is second to none. Visit our privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Call us at 678-242-5200 or visit northpointexecutivesuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to you. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to North Fulton Business Radio here on Business Radio X from the Roswell Infinity Studio. I am merely Mike Salmon alongside the incredible, the outstanding, the affable John Ray. Hello, John.
Hey, Mike, you're in sales, aren't you?
No, no.
With that intro, you're in sales.
I just like to compliment you because you're worth it.
Well, I appreciate that, but I think you're the magnificent Mike Salmon.
Well, okay, let's save all the accolades for the guests.
I think they deserve it. We've got some award-winning guests today, so we need to save our accolades.
Are they award-winning, or are we being subjective here?
No, they are.
Just factual?
No, I've looked ahead. I've already got the answer to that question.
All right. Well, our guest from Office Angels is Essie Escobedo. Office Angels is her company. We'll find out what they do. Amanda Wilbanks from Southern Baked Pie Company, and she brought some pie. She's already... Nothing against all the other guests. She's already my favorite guest for this show.
You see why we invited her?
Yes, I know. And by the way, I extended the invitation for all shows moving forward. She can come on.
I like it.
Amy Holcomb is also here from Sky Medicus. So we'll hear from her as well. But we're going to start with Essie Escobedo. Office Angels is the name of the company. Essie, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Office Angels, tell us what you do. I'm guessing it's virtual office help. Is that what you do?
No, it's not exclusively virtual.
Well, am I even close?
Well,
I'm not.
So much.
I'll just shut up and let you explain.
So much of the work that we do to keep small businesses humming can be done on a virtual basis. However, there are times when we need to work in an office, so we do so. It's whatever works. And I started the company almost 17 years ago now. And at the time, there was a big downturn in our economy, and I saw so much talent leaving corporate America. I noticed the women. At that same time, high-speed internet came in, and PCs got to be very affordable. Everybody was setting up their home office. And I said, this is really interesting. I said, so here's some talent that small businesses desperately need. Now we have a way of getting the work done without even leaving home necessarily. So I started Office Angels, and basically my role is that of a matchmaker. I help the small business clients and associations and nonprofits identify the tasks that can readily be outsourced, that don't need to be done on a daily basis necessarily. And I match them up with my talent, my angels.
What are some of the things that are more common that businesses use your company for that they can outsource?
Well, the number one thing is the bookkeeping. It's the one thing that most small business owners dread, are not good at, and don't get done. And every business needs to have bookkeeping done. So that's number one. Number two is we help with marketing support. We write, ghostwrite, copy edit, graphic design. We publish newsletters, manage social media, all the back office tasks, admin support, create PowerPoints that are actually worth looking at, etc.
That's worth the price right there.
Absolutely. So, Essie, you describe yourself as a talent matchmaker, right? How does that differ from a traditional staffing agency?
I put a lot of effort into getting to know the client and the needs of the client, helping facilitate a good match. Because after all, skill set all being equal, it's whether or not these two people can communicate effectively with one another. So the personality fit is very, very important. I also help manage the expectations of the client because we want to set ourselves up to succeed. And I think that's one of the big differentiators from a traditional. So often people are selected on the basis of keywords in their resumes, and that just doesn't work. There's a lot of work on the front end to make a long-term match. And my workforce is the at-home workforce. They're very, very stable. And I've got people who have been with me since I started 17 years ago.
So how does the process work? You know, I'm a small business owner. I'm floundering with bookkeeping, or I need a presentation done, or what have you. How does the process work?
I meet with the client. We meet in person, or we can do this on the phone. I really kind of get to know them, get to understand what their pain points are. I say, I'd like for you to give me your wish list, meaning I wish I had somebody who could help me with ... And even though those are tasks that they may not want to outsource at the get-go, but it helps me identify and present candidates who can do a good portion of the tasks on the list, because the whole name of the game is to start off with baby steps and then start offloading more tasks as the business owner earns their trust, and they quickly realize that they shouldn't be doing all this stuff. They should be focused on building their business and not taking care of the back office that is bogging them down. And so they start offloading more things, and they can offload it to the same person. We don't have to switch people or look for a second person. So that's the first step. I ask them, and we work together. We put together the wish list. We prioritize the list. We work through a budget. All of our services are offered as needed. You don't have to buy a block of time, use it or lose it. None of that nonsense, because that doesn't work. You can't be finding busy work for somebody when you don't have the work. When the angel is not needed, they're on standby. And then, the client may call them up again in a few weeks and saying, okay, here, I have this project for you. So that's the matchmaking process.
We're talking with Essie Escobedo with Office Angels. She's the Chief Executive Angel.
Ooh, don't you like that title?
Yes, I do. You're a little bit ahead of your time because you said you started this 17 years ago. And now you hear about, virtual staffing services sort of like this where you can source out a lot of the stuff. I mean, 17 years ago, you thought of this, and I think that's fascinating. Are there certain organizations or types of businesses, industries that you seem to kind of cater more to, or that you find that you're getting more business from? Or are you getting it from everybody?
Well, now it's getting to be more commonplace to outsource. Business owners are realizing that, yeah, this is the way to go.
How did you sell this 17 years ago? When you came, people are like, what? Because now I think it's fairly common, and it's people understand it.
17 years ago, I ran a business, and I didn't need yet another employee. That was the last thing I wanted, was another employee. I had about 75, but I still had work that I needed to have done that I kept shoving to the back burner. And I said, I don't know where to find somebody who's at a high level of expertise that I can afford. So it never got done. And so, you know, I always felt that, you know, in my mind, each one of my angels is set up in her own little business. And
and they're good at what they do.
They are experts
at
what
they
do. So
you could say, okay, I need this. I've got this person here that can do that.
They know how to build CRM systems, and they know how to manage the social media, and, you know, you name it. They Excel experts.
How do you find your angels, by the way?
They come to me.
You're the angel master.
No, they I do a lot of networking, and I get lots of people from clients, from neighbors, from other angels.
So if there's somebody that's maybe taking time off because they had a baby or something, but they were in the corporate world and they have a specialty, you might want to talk to them.
Yeah, they need to be seasoned professionals and have great computer skills, and they also need to have great work ethic. I mean, after all, they're angels, and they're very handpicked and vetted intensely. And, you know, there's also a demographic that is really a wonderful, is the ones who are winding down their careers. They're not ready to go out to pasture, but have great experience and want to work on their own terms.
So, Issy, talk to me as a small business owner in looking at the cost benefit of hiring you and your angels to do work for me. How do I evaluate that?
Well, for one thing, you don't have to bring somebody on as a bona fide employee, which means you don't have all of the payroll-related taxes, et cetera. You're bringing in an independent contractor. They all work as subcontractors for Office Angels, so we take care of the 1099s and all of that. So you save on that end. You also, it's on demand. So you're only working, that person is, you're only being billed for time worked. So you don't have any of that downtime where you have to keep somebody on staff, but you really can't utilize them to full advantage. So right then and there, that's a huge savings for a small business owner.
Yeah. So let's, you mentioned a couple of tasks, but let's kind of go down the menu because I want to make sure our listeners understand kind of the scope of services that you provide. And I know that depends on the angels that you have back in angel land, as it were, right? But you, in addition to bookkeeping, presentation services, you provide admin services. So somebody that needs a virtual assistant or something like that, correct?
Right. Okay. We do sales generation. One of my angels is really great at booking speaking engagements for our clients who want to use speaking, both paid and non-paid, as part of their marketing strategy. We've created CRM systems, custom made, or help someone with a, you know, Salesforce type product to get that up and implemented. It's hard for me to think of all the different things that we do because we do so many.
Yeah, so it's more than just getting letters sent out or bookkeeping or something. You've got quite a wide variety of services that you can offer. So I think.
Yeah.
It sounds like a business owner that's got a service or a task that they need done, they need to be in touch with you and see if you can help them.
Just get in touch with
me. Have that conversation. Well, for those that would like to have a conversation with you, that business leader, business owner, business executive, entrepreneur, what's the best way to find out more about your company and to reach out to you?
Our website is officeangels.us, and you can call me. I'm here, 770-442-9246. You can email me, Essie@officeangels.us.
And Essie is E-S-S-I-E?
That's it.
All right. Essie Escobedo with Office Angels. Thanks for coming by today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Congratulations on your company and continued success.
Thank you.
All right. Again, this is the North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio.
Mike, we are in the Roswell Infinity Studio, and I want to remind everyone that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at roswellinfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter.
All right. Are you done? Because I got to get to the next guest. Are you done?
I'm done.
All right. All right.
Let's move on.
Amanda.
Yeah.
How you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Amanda Wilbanks, Southern Baked Pie Company. I want to find out the whole story about the Southern Baked Pie Company, but the first question I have is, how are you not like 300 pounds? How is that not possible?
Everybody asks that question, and some people say, you just can't trust a skinny cook. And I said, you can trust me. These things are great. I just try and not eat them all the time, but it is difficult.
Tell us about your background and how this all came to be.
Well, I went to business school at the University of Georgia, and I graduated.
I knew I liked her.
Yes, go Dogs. And upon graduating, I took a job with State Farm and thought, I'm going to sell insurance. And it just wasn't, I loved sales and I loved being on the phone and being in front of people, but it just wasn't for me. So I left my job and my family thought I had lost my mind. And they said, I can't believe you'd leave a lucrative career like this. And I said, I'll figure something out. I've always wanted to own my own company. So I started baking out of my home. I grew up cooking with my mom, and I had a cooking background, but I just had never been trained professionally. But my mother-in-law came into town, and she said, let's make your husband's favorite pie. Let's make Alex's favorite pie. And I said, sounds great. What is it? And she said, buttermilk pie. And I said, okay. And so she started pulling things out of the cabinet, and the flour, and the butter. And I thought, oh, we should just go get a pet rat pie shell, a frozen pie shell, and throw this together. But I didn't want to say that because I didn't want her to think that I didn't know what I was doing. So she helped me learn how to make pie, and I continued to make them for fun, and it got to the point to where I would make one or two a day, and my husband would come in from work, and he would eat half a pie, and he said, one
now
day...
Now, is he 300 pounds?
No, he's really not. That's the funny thing, but they were so good, and they'd be warm out of the oven, and so we'd cut right into those, and before we knew it, we had half of pie missing. So he said, either you stop baking or you start selling, because we need to do something with these pies. So I started selling at a festival, actually, just for fun, and it was successful. So I did another festival, and it was great, and we saw that people were really catching on to the pies, and so I created an email list and created a website and my own logo, all in like a two-week time span, and I was just faking it till I made it.
And how long ago was this?
This was back in 2012,
okay.
September of 2012. And by December of 2012, that month, we sold close to 500 pies out of our house. And we thought, man, maybe this is going to turn into a company.
And it's all what, word of mouth?
It was all word of mouth. I just gave them to neighbors, and then neighbors would call me and buy them for friends. And
you had enough time to make all these pies.
I really did.
It was just full time now at this point,
It was full time out of my house. I went from one oven to three ovens in my house. And at that point, it had kind of taken over our tiny, tiny house. And we said, we've got to get a retail space. So we leased a little retail shop in Gainesville, and we opened in August of 2013.
Did you catch that? We need to get retail space. I think most people say we need a bigger house.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. We went for the retail space instead. Yeah. I'm still in that same house. I look back and think I still need a bigger house now, but we just keep growing stores, not our home. But we leased that space in 2013, and we were in business in Gainesville we've been there for 3.5 years. And this year we opened a space in Buckhead and one in Alpharetta.
Okay, so how many locations now and how many pies are you selling? So I want to see from where you were, where are you today?
We sell a lot of pies. We ship pies all over the United States. We sell them out of the retail stores every single day.
Because you got the three brick and mortar locations. Of course, the website, I'm sure, is where you're selling a lot of them. And that's where they go all over the U.S.
Yes, yes. So
can you give us an idea? I mean, you're not the only one making the pies now, I'm assuming.
No. We went from a staff of just myself, and we've grown it to a staff of about 25 people. We sell a lot of pie. We sell thousands of pies.
Thousands a week, a month?
A lot. Yes, quite a few.
So Mike wants to talk about locations and number of pies. I want to talk about the pies, okay? Let's talk about...
And she brought one, too.
Yes, yes.
That's where I'm going, pal, you know? So let's talk about the pies you offer at the different kinds and talk about maybe your favorite.
Well, we offer all different kinds. The great thing is we're just not a sweet pie shop. So we have sweet and savory. Savory being like chicken pot pie, taco pie, tomato pie. So that's really great for families on the go that, you know, need a healthier dinner option that don't want to go, you know, straight through a fast food line. And my favorite out of all of them, I would say, is the chocolate chess pie. I love it. It's kind of like a brownie in a pie shell. It's just fudgy and delicious.
Tell me that's the one you brought.
I did. I brought chocolate. And the ones I brought are hot out of the oven.
Where's my sound effect? checks. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So I grabbed those right as I was running out. So we have warm pie here. But the other favorite, I would say, is the chicken pot pie. It's made with Springer Mountain chicken, all white meat chicken. We do it the old-fashioned way where it's still all made by hand. We have a homemade roux and a homemade chicken stock. So it's just a healthier option. There's no preservatives. Nothing is processed. Nothing comes out of a can.
Is that common, Amanda? Because typically you have a pie company and you do the dessert pies, and then you're also doing these type of pies. Is that common? Do other companies do that?
You know, I don't think it's that common. I think a lot of people just do the sweet pies, yeah. And we wanted to offer something else to kind of differentiate us from all of our competition and the other people out there doing it.
So who inspired the recipes for all these pies? How did that happen?
The recipes were inspired by my mother-in-law and some by my mom and my grandmother, but they're all family recipes. So, you know, a lot of people say, did you invent your own recipes or did you create a lot of this? But these are recipes that have been tried over and over again. And sometimes things just don't need to be jazzed up. They're just great the way they are.
How do you ship your pies across the country? I mean, I can't imagine just go to the U.S. Postal Service and throw them in a box. How does that work?
The way it works is you go online and you order a pie, and we have custom-made packaging so we can ship everything from a sweet pie to a chicken pot pie to a quiche, and it arrives within 1 to 2 days, and it's ready to cut and serve because they've been baked. So they're ready to eat as soon as they arrive, and some of them you just have to pop in the oven and heat up.
All right. It's amazing. I know I'm asking all the business questions, John, and I apologize.
I know
that, it's a great story.
Usually you're asking the food questions and I'm asking the business questions.
I know.
I've got to get you on track here.
So, you know, it's a great story. I love the story. It's a modern American success story. So yep. Where do you see it go? What are the major plans here? Where are you going to be 10 years from now?
You know, we hope to go up the Eastern Seaboard and just continue to open more and more stores. The model has been successful so far. So we just hope that people will keep loving the pies and, you know, keep shipping them and picking them up in the stores. And so we plan to just open more stores and grow. And we hope to eventually be in possibly in some grocery stores and so forth.
Are you, has everything so far been self-funded? Self-funded.
Yes.
Yes, because, or are you looking for, wink, wink, angel investors?
You clever?
Yes.
You know, we're open to any ideas. So far, everything has been self-funded, but we're open to anything that will help us grow. I think at this point, we plan to keep it growing as much as possible.
So I can give you some money now and get in on this?
That sounds like a great idea. You can have a piece of the pie for sure.
Now you're...
Oh, she made funny. It's at UGA education.
Right.
Yes. I'm sure she's got a whole repertoire of pie jokes, but
yes,
right?
Yes.
But you're an award winner. Right?
Yes, sir.
Your pies are an award winner. So talk about that.
We're really proud of the award that we won in 2016. We were the Flavor of Georgia Award winner for our pies out of 133 entries from different types of specialty foods across the board. We won the overall grand prize. So we are now the official Flavor of Georgia for our caramel pecan pie.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank you.
So talk a little bit to our... I mean, we got business owners that are listeners, and everybody's interested in one or two tips and how you made it to where you are and what you would do over again. Talk about your journey and give some advice to folks listening out there.
I think the main piece of advice I would give is to find a really great mentor, somebody who's really seasoned in business and who is not trying to take anything from you, but just wants to give you advice and help. And they don't want you to make the same mistakes that they did. And that's really easy to make when you're new in business and young, like I am at 29 years old. It really helps to find somebody to guide you. And I was fortunate to find a great mentor. Also, I think not having fear, sometimes you just see an opportunity and you just have to go for it. And if you analyze it too deeply, you will have missed something great. So I just had to learn to not fear the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, that's a good
great
point.
Stuff,
yeah, I was going to say, I'm thinking of when you're just baking your pies, thinking of going to business, and you think about all the things that come with it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure running the business takes you away from making the pies. And that's where you really started. That was your love.
Exactly.
And now I'm sure the business takes a lot of your time.
It really does. And sometimes you just, another piece of advice is just to be able to give up control. Just like Essie talked about, you know, you cannot do everything well all by yourself. So you have to learn that you can't manage everything on your own.
Yeah. Well, that's a great story. Well, for those that would like, you know, their taste glands are now salivating and so forth, and they'd like to maybe look at some of your pies and order some pies or come by your stores. Feel free to give, again, the locations, website, any information you'd like to share.
we would love for you to come to the stores. They're beautiful. It makes you fall even more in love with the pies. We're in Alpharetta, directly across from the Avalon, in a Starbucks kind of anchored shopping center. We're in Buckhead on Peachtree Road in Buckhead, and we're in Gainesville. Our retail store is there right near the square. You can find us online and order pies there at www.southernbakedpie.com. And then you can always call us. We do a lot of corporate orders and so forth. And you can contact us directly for that at 404-263-0656.
All right, Amanda Wilbanks, the owner and founder of Southern Baked Pie Company. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Unfortunately, we do not have time for our third guest because we're going to eat some pie right now. Oh, no, we'll try to get her in. But before we do so, we do have some food here as well. So we're going to save the pie for after we have our lunch. We want to do a shout out to choicestoyou.com. They're a restaurant delivery service. If you're tired of the same old pizza every time and you want some food from your favorite restaurant in town, well, there's a good chance you might be able to get it delivered right to your doorstep thanks to choicestoyou.com. Go to their website. They've got dozens and dozens and dozens of great local restaurants, and they will deliver your favorite meal. They've got the bags that keep it warm and fresh. So check it out, choicestoyou.com. And today for lunch, they brought in some barbecue from Slopes Barbecue on Crossville Road in Roswell. So it's been smelling I can smell the barbecue. Can't wait to get to it as soon as we're done with the show.
We've got a Southern feast today. I mean, between Slopes Barbecue and chocolate chess pie, you can't beat it, right?
No, it's going to be one of our best lunches and best desserts. And I liked how Amy says pie. I love that Southern charm. That's part of the whole appeal of the company.
I can't say much about that, so with my accent, but anyway.
All right, so thanks again to choicestoyou.com and a big shout out to Slopes Barbecue on Crossville Road in Roswell. All right, our third guest here on the program, North Fulton Business Radio. She's the chief executive angel. No. Well, you could be, but you're the founder of Sky Medicus, Amy Holcomb. Amy, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Wow. That's a great way to open, right?
Yep.
So Sky Medicus is an interesting concept. I'll kind of explain how we got started. So I used to work for the government and...
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Doing taxes and auditing.
Well, I'm really e-filing. Sorry now.
Yeah. I was behind a desk all day. So... for me, I ended up taking the kids to Disney World one year, and I herniated two of the discs in my lower back. So I came back.
It was the teacup ride, wasn't it?
I think it was trying to carry two kids and go all day long. I mean, you spend that much on a trip, you're trying to get everything out of it, right? And so I was young at the time, and magnets were really in back then. So I was putting them on my back, and by the time I got back, I couldn't even put pressure on my two legs. So I went to the doctors, and they were telling me they were going to remove a couple of my vertebrae in my back. So I have a master's in healthcare administration and a master's in international business. And so for me, I didn't understand how that was going to help me. So I started looking into what my alternatives are, and I found some doctors that were international that trained here in the U.S. I went there, about $450. They did the x-rays, did the MRIs. I walked out with a consult and a plan and these huge scans I didn't know what to do with. And I have never had to have surgery, ever. So I made a big shift in my life, and I thought, for somebody like me who came from a tiny little town in Michigan, my family would have never thought to go to another country and seek treatment. And so we developed a company, and this is what I've been doing since then, is developing this industry of credentialing doctors internationally and teaching these hospitals as well as patients how they can connect to each other.
I think the big question mark people would have going overseas is the quality of care overseas. Talk about that.
Great. So the quality, I mean, a lot of them are credentialed for what we call JCI, which is what we use here in the United States. I just got back from a hospital that was fantastic. It, you know, you walk in, it's marble, it's beautiful. I mean, some of the hospitals that I've even visited here in the United States, the quality is just different. So you can go anywhere and have high quality and low quality. We actually physically walk each of the facilities, so we get to see what that quality is before you go. So you should expect high quality, whether you go domestically, which we also work domestic. I mean, you need the same thing if you're going to Florida versus, you know, international.
One more question I have, Amy, before I know John wants to jump in as well, is Why international? I mean, where the doctors just can't perform the same procedures here in the States?
So that's one reason. There's really twofold. One is money. It's cheaper to go to another country. Malpractice insurance is very high in the U.S. A lot of the doctors will come here. They'll practice for 8 to 10 years, and then they'll go back to their country. They're board certified here in the United States. They're credentialed. It's a lot cheaper, you know, especially with the economies. Another is they can't perform procedures that they can here. There are a lot of procedures like stem cell. There are a lot of fertility that they can have higher success rates. There are alternative cancer treatments. You don't have to just deal with chemotherapy or radiation anymore. Things that we're just not doing. It takes so long for the FDA to approve things here in the United States that by the time we do, the doctors internationally have 10, 20 years behind them. So then do you want to go to a doctor who doesn't have the experience or a doctor that's charging a tenth of the price that was one of the pioneers in doing these types of procedures?
Yeah, Amy, talk about some of the places that you go, the countries that you source doctors out of. And I'm curious about how you find the doctors. I mean, how that happens. What's that process?
Well, they definitely find us. We have a huge long waiting list. So we're very picky and choosy about who we go with. We can go anywhere, Egypt, China, El Salvador, Costa Rica, Mexico. I mean, where do you want to go? We have it. So some people are already comfortable in a certain location, and that's, they know what they want, right? They come to us and they say, hey, I want the Mayo Clinic, or I want, you know, a certain hospital in Costa Rica. Then we can do that. I would say that it really depends on what they're looking for. Is it cost? Is it location? Is it a specific doctor? Everybody has different wants and needs.
So you mentioned cost. Now, what about my insurance? Does my insurance cover this?
That's a great question. So it really depends on your employer. We work with a lot of different employers. And the great thing about employers is that they are starting, even the self-insured employers, covering this. So a lot of them are waiving these high deductibles. They're covering you and a companion going international. They're covering everything from your hotel to your food. They want to save money. They want you to have options. So when you're looking at, say, a knee, and they're paying between $40,000 and $70,000 for that knee, and they found out that they can send you on a first-class trip, say, to Costa Rica for $10,000, they're going to waive your deductible if that's what you want to do.
You know, Mike, I think my wife might check me in for a procedure so she can go to the beach in Costa Rica,
yeah,
right?
Say, so there's a doctor in Hawaii that you want to go see. We're talking with Amy Holcomb with Sky Medicus here on North Fulton Business Radio. What do you say to those people that say, wait a minute, Amy, this sounds too good to be true? You can get maybe better care or procedures that are not done here for a fraction of the cost.
Well, I think that a lot of people have this perception that where they are, they have the best of everything, right? I mean, but let's face it, all doctors, all people are a reflection of their own experience. And if you were to go to 5 different doctors right now, even here locally, you would get 5 different prices and 5 different educations, and sometimes 5 different evaluations of what you need to do to get better. So we believe in empowerment. We believe that as a patient, you need to have resources to figure out what is best for your health. You are the one who has to deal with the consequences of your choices. And so we're here to guide you. You get free medical concierge. They're going to walk you through it. They're going to help you with anything from passports to visas to getting your medical records. We allow you to directly connect with the doctor. We give you lists of what kind of questions should you be asking. What are comparable procedures that are being done out there that you might consider? So we're here to guide you along that path so that you don't have to feel alone. We're like that best friend that you want to take on your trip, you know, that you're not so scared going with because you know that they've been there and they're going to be there and help you through it if something happens.
And you've already vetted the doctors. You've already, you know, as you say, you walked the facility. So it's not like you're going to some foreign country in some dark room in the back somewhere to do some procedure that's just not quite right. So, and I love your story about Walt Disney. And most people are told, you know, we're going to have this removed from you. Probably 9 out of 10 would have said, do it. And you said, no, there's something better. And that was the impetus to start Sky Medicus. What are more of the popular procedures, more common procedures that you've seen done overseas?
I would say definitely elective procedures. You see more things like cosmetic surgery, dental, because there's not a lot of coverage for dental. weight loss can be elective or not, depending on what your coverage is. But we get a lot of cancer treatments, like I said, transplant patients that maybe they even have a donor, a family member, and they just can't get in because there's such a long waiting list. We can do pretty much everything. You'd be surprised how many different options, from pediatrics to adults to elderly. We've had small procedures, adult circumcisions or, you know, fertility procedures to very large procedures.
Hope this doesn't come across as a dumb question, but do you actually help with the travel plans at all?
Yeah, so we're there to completely support you along the way. So we have connections to get you lower airfare. You can go book all of those on your own, but you are given a medical concierge the entire way to walk you through the process. And it's completely free of charge for patients to use our service.
So I was going to ask you, what happens when I call you up? I've got a particular procedure I'm considering. So walk our listeners through what happens.
So you can call us up or you can go online and you can actually look at the doctors and chat with them directly. You can upload your medical records right there. It's HIPAA compliant. You're completely in control of all of your own records and travel plans. But you're given an assigned medical concierge that will walk you through everything. They'll help you with what questions to ask. They'll help you walk through if you need to expedite a passport. We can get one same day. They'll help you with anything, any concern that you have. If you don't know if your employer covers it, we can actually check it for you. So we walk you through the process. Even when you're gone, we make sure somebody picks you up at the airport and drives you to each of your appointments. We check on you when you return. We make sure that you come home with medical records in English, if that's a concern, based on the country, and so that you can get that follow-up care. So we're not just about connecting you with a doctor. We're about walking you through the process.
I've got to ask you, Amy, the same question I ask Amanda, and we also ask Essie. You've been on quite a journey, entrepreneurial journey. So talk about what you've learned out of that and kind of what some of the highs and lows maybe were for you.
Well, I think Amanda said a great thing, which is mentoring. I think mentoring is important, and it's about those people who want you to succeed and don't want anything from you along the way. It's definitely important. I would say just stay strong to what you believe in. There are so many shiny balls out there and people that want you to go into a different direction. And you really have to keep your priority. What do you believe in and have those core values? I know as a team, we continue to expand and we are growing so fast. We sit down every month and we go through, what are our core values? What do we believe in? Who do we want to be? And are we hitting those touch points? You know, I would always maybe have 3 to 5 key drivers at all times. And just every decision that comes across, say, is it aligning with one of these three priorities?
Wow, great story.
Great
as
advice.
Well, and good advice as well. Are there other companies out there that do what you do?
There are quite a few companies that do medical travel. There's about 20 big ones. I've run 4 of them prior to this. But none of them are doing the automated where you can go directly to the doctors, and none of them are doing the actual credentialing where they check the licenses, they go to the facilities, they check quality control on water and that kind of stuff.
Where do you see the company going? I mean, we asked the same question to Amanda, but, you know, 10 years from now, what do you hope to be doing maybe that you're not doing now?
Well, domestic is the big thing. I mean, we believe that the United States is one of the countries that we should be involved in. Part of our push for education and push for expansion is to create more of a global environment so that you can get the best healthcare that you need. And it shouldn't really depend on your location. It shouldn't depend on your income level or your education level. So education is a big pushing point for us.
All right, Amy, for those that would like to find out more, maybe they're in need of your services, where can they get more information?
Well, you can always go to skymedicus.com. We can also be reached at 1-800-670-8450, or you can email us at info@skymedicus.com.
And for those that are alphabet challenged like myself, spell Sky Medicus.
It's SKYMEDICUS.
All right, Amy, thank you very much. Great to meet you. Amy Holcomb with Sky Medicus here on North Fulton Business Radio. And a reminder that North Fulton Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. And let's give a little love to Faratech.
Mike, that's another great story because Faratech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies and offering outstanding customer service. Fairytech offers a 100% guarantee on all Fairytech products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit fairytech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. Fairytech, great people and remarkable service.
All right, John, a quick, big thank you again to our guest, Amy Holcomb with Sky Medicus, Amanda Wilbanks with Southern Baked Pie Company, and Essie Escobedo with Office Angels. A reminder, you can listen to this show or any of our shows 24-7 by going to NorthFultonBusinessRadioX.com. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter as well. John, let's say we do this again next time, next week, same time, same bat channel.
I look forward to it.
All right, let's go eat some barbecue and eat some pie.
Let's do it, man.
For John Ray and our producer, Trey, I'm Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.